For our personal experience, it has implications about our prophetic understanding, and it has implications about what the church is today at the end of the world, when it's hard to be sure what's going on in this denomination. And the study is based upon the truth that only two groups of people does Ellen White ever identify as God's denominated people. That's ancient Israel and Seventh-day Adventists. The church, the Christian church that existed from AD 34 when ancient Israel was divorced from God, the church that existed from AD 34 until 1844, Sister White never calls God's denominated people. There is a specification connected with being God's denominated people that excludes Christianity during that time period. One of the main quotes that goes along with that is found in the Review and Herald, June 23, 1904. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people and laid before their faces all these words which the Lord commanded him. And all the people answered together and said, "All that the Lord hath spoken we will do." This is the pledge that God's people are to make in these last days. Their acceptance with God depends on a faithful fulfillment of the terms of their agreement with Him. God includes in His covenant all who obey Him. To all who would do justice and judgment, keeping their hand from doing any evil, the promise is, "Even unto them I will give in mine house, and within my walls a place and a name better than the sons and daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. The Lord God, which gathereth the outcast of Israel, saith, Yet will I gather others to him, besides those that are gathered unto him. Seek ye out of the book of the law, and read. In that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria, and from Egypt, and from Pathros, and from Cush, and from Elam, and from Shinar, and from Hamath, and from the islands of the sea. And he shall set up an ensign for the nations, and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel, and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth." This passage is identifying a truth that the Lord took ancient Israel and he gave them a name, and he took modern Israel and he gave them a name. To be God's denominated people, means to be named. And the Lord, the promise in the Bible is that the Lord at the end of the world would once again gather a people unto himself that he would give this name to, that he would denominate, that they would hold the law and the great truths of end time prophecy. They would hold it up before the world to finish this final controversy.